a diesel truck from Griner Ford Leasing. A luxury car or a sporty compact. Griner Ford Leasing leases almost anything. Just call Don Burdick at 266-1680 and he'll explain all of the details. Of course, you can lease a quality car for business trips or vacations, but Griner Ford Leasing has much more than that. Call Don Burdick now at 266-1680. Griner Ford Leasing.
You wouldn't think of going outside in a rainstorm without taking an umbrella or a rain hat. You need protection from the elements, just like you need insurance protection against unexpected accidents, burglaries, vandalism, and health care problems. When you decide to take out an insurance policy, call the experts at Liquidation Insurance. They'll help you choose the policy that's right for you and your family. Their phone is 235-5703. It's the busiest number in town. Liquidation Insurance.
Well, the postmaster of a small town in Nebraska says hundreds of letters will go out as scheduled today. Despite a heavy snowstorm earlier in the week, every year at about this time, people from all over the country send their letters to the small town just to have them postmarked there. And you've guessed it, right? Valentine, Nebraska. Nice little town. Loveland, Colorado, too. They get tons of mail to be sent out today. It's 24 minutes after 7, and we'd like to say happy birthday to Bonnie and Jack McDaniels. No, let's see, it's their 19th anniversary.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of years.
19 on
Valentine's. It's a nice day to have an anniversary.
Yeah, it's easy to remember.
It really is. I wonder...
Of course, the best way to remember an anniversary...
Yes?
...is to forget one.
Yes, I guess that is probably true. I wonder what the most popular day is to get married. I know Valentine's Day has to be up there. Maybe in the top...
I'll have to get my vital stats book out.
Wonder, that would be interesting on that book of listening that we've got coming. I wonder if they list that, the 10 most popular dates to get married on.
We'll find out because they're in, by the way.
Yes.
Have to go get them today.
It's a-coming.
Stephanie Rodriguez is 11. Punkin Pilton, is that right?
Duncan.
Duncan Pilton.
Well, what do I have?
Well,
I can't
tell.
Remember. I took that early.
11. And if that's wrong, I'm sure they'll call back. Shirley Wolverton. Having a birthday today, and I just happen to know someone else who's having a birthday.
You do. I wonder why you happen to know.
Well, may I call and wish him a happy birthday?
We will give you permission this morning.
All right.
I was just going to say while we were passing time that this is Mexico is now number 5 in the polls.
Very good. This is my son Michael, who is 4 years old today.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, hi, Michael. How are you?
Fine.
Do you have the radio on?
Yes.
Happy birthday. How old are you today?
4.
4. Boy, you're getting to be a big boy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Laura is?
5.
5, that's right. What are we going to do tonight after work? Do you know?
Yes.
What?
Gonna have the party.
That's right, a birthday party tonight. Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice young man. 26 minutes after 7. Of course, I'm not partial, you understand?
No, but I swear he looks exactly like the little kid in Close Encounters. My wife agrees.
But my boy's name is Michael.
The world gets me down. And there's no love to be found. I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children... playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song. All day.
My girl is singing We're gonna have a baby or two. We're gonna let them visit their grandma. That's what we're gonna do.
Playground in my mind. Thank you. That's Clint Holmes at 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. Some more birthdays to add. Let's see. Lois Lager is 17 today. Pam Chickerton having a birthday today. And Roy Belcher is 7 today. Busy day for birthdays. I'd say June must be a very popular month, too.
Are you ready for my infamous
I'm going
term?
Going back 9 years.
There was a lady on the telephone. I was just getting a pen to get the information. Her grandmother's birthday today. She is 81.
Super. Get it.
Find out the name in a moment.
Okay. Thank you. What else is happening today? We've got lots of love songs on this Valentine's Day. And keep a sharp eye out today. It's very important for goldfinches.
Yes, the lady's name is Mary Kochenhauer, 81 years old, born and raised and bred right here in Casper.
Happy birthday, by golly. Anyway, we're wondering about the goldfinches today because if you see one, it's a sign that you'll marry a millionaire. Yes, that's what it says. That information comes from the Folklore Archive at the University of Detroit, one of several superstitions associated with Valentine's Day. Also, according to the archive, it might be a good idea to keep away from bluebirds today. According to tradition, seeing a bluebird on Valentine's Day means that you're doomed to a life of poverty. So go for the goldfinches and stay away from the bluebirds.
Why not?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Foster Lumber News Brief.
At 7:30, 5 below 0.
A measure to foot the bill for the 20-day legislative budget session will be given top priority when the legislature convenes this morning. The legislators will be considering other appropriation measures that total nearly $1 billion. An explosion demolished an oil equipment storage building in Gillette last night. Fire Marshal Dave Mueller said it was apparently caused by a gas leak. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration is investigating incidents surrounding the death of an oil field worker. 27-year-old Tim Holt of Roosevelt, Utah, was killed when he apparently drowned in a water tank. The State Community Development Authority is the subject of a state Supreme Court ruling that says the authority cannot issue bonds. The court said that that function belongs to the organization and is unconstitutional. The Northeast, which was hit hard last week by a blizzard, is getting more snow, but the Weather Service said the latest snowfall won't exceed 4 inches. Labor Secretary Marshall is to meet today with representatives of mine operators in an attempt to get contract talks going in the coal miners' strike. A Carter administration source said the number of Soviet pilots in Cuba has increased sharply, and he said it's thought the Soviets are replacing Cubans sent to aid Ethiopians fighting separatists in the border area. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Samuel Lewis said he spoke today with Israeli Prime Minister Begin about a possible visit with President Carter. West Germany today announced a summit conference involving heads of state from the U.S. and 6 other nations, tentatively set for July in Bonn. The weather, in a moment.
Shop Foster Lumber for a 10% savings on decorative window shutters for your home. Beautiful Masonite panelings also on sale, and you can save on your choice of pre-finished 4x8 sheets in rich Corradoba brown, desert gold, or cameo white. Regularly $6.99, now just $4.99 at Foster Lumber. Take English Drive off Rancho Road to Glen Road and stay on the blacktop until you reach Foster Lumber. 33 Foster Road, Foster Lumber.
Might mention quickly, too, the police department is still looking for a missing person, a Glenda Faye Nobles. She's 15 years old, 5 foot 5 inches, 130 pounds, with long, light brown hair, hazel eyes, and fair skin. She's working at Marshall's downtown, possibly wearing a uniform, apron, or Levi's and red skirt. She was last seen at 6 p.m. Saturday night, leaving with a man or a woman. If you have information on that, please contact the police department. Casper Weather is calling for widespread areas of fog during the early morning hour. Otherwise, mostly sunny through tomorrow. High today and tomorrow near 20, low tonight 0 to 10 below. And the AP said they have a new person on the line, and I guess so after reading that forecast. Currently in downtown Casper, it's 5 below. That's News Brief brought to you by Foster Lumber.
And on Valentine's Day, Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Lots of nice calls this morning. Valentine's Day it is. 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. And we hope it's a nice day for all of you. Happy anniversary again to Bonnie and Jack McDaniels. They're 19th. Jeff Miller, 17 today. Stephanie Rodriguez, 11. Duncan Pilton is 11. Lori Slauger, 17. Shirley Wolverton, birthday today. Pam Chickatin, a birthday today. Roy Belcher is 7 today. Michael Wakefield is 4 today, and have any more, call them in. We'll get them all on the air. I think, as a matter of fact, Fred may be getting some more here. It's time now for a legislative report brought to you by Wilson Calculator and the Rudd Agency. We'll have Steve's report in just a moment. When the name of the game is real estate, you've got a winning hand when you call the Rudd Agency at 234-7368. I wish I could read this because... can I move the microphone? Thank you very much. Larry Miskimmon, Sandy Sandbeck, all eager to fill your needs in real estate properties. Whether you need advice or if you're looking for something special, you call the Rudd Agency and talk with the real estate experts. The Rudd Agency, including Dorothy Bolster, located at 1230 South Walnut.
Governor Ed Hoersler, in his address to the joint session of the legislature at noon, is expected to drive home the need for a state medical school. The program is now in deep trouble despite the money already spent establishing the family practice facilities in Casper and Cheyenne. The $11.6 million appropriation to operate the school itself at Laramie was in part stripped from the governor's budget request by the Appropriations Committee. The governor is also expected to address the question of the Community Development Authority. Yesterday, the state Supreme Court said the statute establishing the agency to assist impact-ridden communities needs clarification before the agency can encumber debt. It is felt by many in the Capitol the governor will ask the legislature to attempt to act within the 20-day session to correct the weakness. The agency has already authorized some $16 million in grants that have been held up for 2 years while the matter was in the courts. Hersler is also expected to explain the reason for a special appropriation for the School of Agriculture. And according to some sources, the governor is expected to ask the legislature to restrict mining in valley floors and call for an overall toughening of mining standards. Industry leaders say they'd rather be regulated by the state than the federal government. The governor probably will take time to explain the needs of the state as well as encourage its strong fiscal position. The Appropriations Committee has chopped only $8 million from the original recommendation of $321 million. Most lawmakers feel the budget as presented by the governor is fiscally sound. It remains to be seen if the governor can garner the support to have those cuts restored. A look at some of the changes in the makeup of the House of Representatives when the legislative report continues.
Savings add up at Wilson Calculator Service, and right now, you can count on saving $10 to $40 on handheld, programmable Texas Instrument calculators. Special prices are good on the TI models, TI meaning Texas Instrument, of course, models 57, 58, and 59. So pay a visit to Wilson Calculator Service if you'd like to save from $10 to $40 on a quality Texas Instrument handheld, programmable calculator. Wilson Calculator Service, located at 154 South Elk. That's Catty Corner from Elk Street Grocery.
There are four new members in the House of Representatives. Two members resigned to seek higher state office, and two moved from the County of Representation. Richard Larson of Alden has succeeded Gus Fleischley in Laramie County, and John Winiger took Alan Simpson's seat. Simpson was Speaker pro tem and is in the race for the U.S. Senate. Fleischley is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. Both Dennis Stickley of Albany County and Harold Meyer of Fremont County resigned after leaving because of personal business obligations. Sheila Arnold succeeds Stickley, and Frank Dussel of Lander, a rancher, takes Meyer's seat. And Carlton Perry of Sheridan County succeeded Gus Fleischley on the Appropriations Committee. At the state capitol, Steve Lobel reporting.
Thank you, Steve, and we will have live coverage around noon today of Governor Hersler's opening remarks. That'll be about 12 noon, so join Katie for that. Some more birthdays on this Valentine's Day. Heather Newcomb, Sonia Mullins, Georgia McMillan, and I guess you have some more too, huh?
Yes, my list is longer than your list. We have the following. Let me turn this thing sideways here. Mr. and Mrs. Bill Butler are celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Hey,
Valerie Butler is 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's the daughter. Lloyd and Linda LaFave, two-year anniversary. Steve Maxwell is 15 today. Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth Gonzer are celebrating their 20th anniversary. Susan Hartnett is 11, and Loris Lager is 17. And I will go nuts reading all these birthdays today. There are so many.
Okay, well, happy birthday to all of you, and happy anniversary. All of you.
You could tell Valentine's Day is a day of love.
It certainly is.
Everybody was born today.
And it's very apparent that they had some love potion.
Number my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bad and a pity for the mind. Seven little bottles of love potion number nine. I took a drink.
gal that said to her mother, I took Henry into the loving room last night.
Into where?
The loving room.
The loving room?
She said, that's living. And the girl replied, you're right.
Okay.
Love potion number 9.
Flowers make any day seem special. And A. Bouquet Cottage is ready to help you make February 14th the happiest Valentine's Day ever by offering a large assortment of creative, fresh floral bouquets, corsages, and living plants for mother, daughter, sister, aunt. The perfect gift for Valentine's Day is a gift of love from A. Bouquet. A. Bouquet Cottage at 220 East Midwest.
Healthy and stop by your Shackley distributor, 733 West 14th, for a supply of 100% natural vitamin C. It's important in contributing to good health, especially during colder weather. And your Shackley distributors, Lloyd and Lila Proctor, cordially invite you to stop by 733 West 14th for a look at the entire Shackley health and beauty line. Just remember, Shackley is right behind Shakey's at 733 West 14th.
Thank you, Docco. I'd like to mention that our career woman of the day is Wendy Faust of the Hip Pocket. What?
They brought a Valentine's cake for you.
Really?
Yes.
And they're going, shh.
Walk in the door right there.
Good morning. How are you? Well, how nice. From the Casper Star Tribune. Why are you saying, shh? Happy Valentine's Day. Do you work in a classified ad? Do you work in classified?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Shelley? No? Patty? Uh-huh. Oh, you're Z Doe. Okay. We were going to sign it Hubba Hubba Jones, but we thought you'd probably know who it was. We had a lot of fun with the gals. That's very nice. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Thank you. Mmm, it looks good. Isn't that nice?
Talking with your mouth full.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. That is superb.
How about that?
Yes. Okay.
Can't complain about that.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, that's a nice surprise this morning.
That's a hard act to follow.
Really is. What can you say? They walk in the door with a Valentine, you know. It's very nice. Never met those ladies. But we've had a lot of fun in the classified ads the last couple of weeks.
I decided to give you a living personal today.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, did you see Hubba? Okay. Time now.
I think they left.
Okay.
I have two more birthdays that got called in. This is incredible. Valerie White, 2, Wayne Bradshaw, 15. Obviously, no babies were born on the 13th or 16th or 15th.
Must Casper. Very busy day.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Time now for a sports brief brought to you by First Wyoming Bank.
Casper Natrona's one-point victory over crosstown rival Kelly Walsh kept the Mustangs in first place in this week's Associated Press Wyoming Class AA High School basketball poll. The Mustangs' 56-55 win, decided by Bill Malay's last-second shot, extended Natrona's record to 12-2 and earned the team the unanimous number one vote by AP member sportscasters. Sheridan toppled Cheyenne Central to drop the Indians from second to fourth in the poll. The win vaulted the Bronx to fifth place, while Kelly Walsh slipped from the rankings. West Region leader Rawlins chalked up wins over Powell and Cody to replace Central in the poll's runner-up slot. Rock Springs moved up one spot into third with its wins over Warland and Riverton. The Razorbacks of Arkansas last night showed why they're on top of the college basketball world. Earlier in the day, Arkansas became the first Southwest Conference team ever named number one on an AP college basketball poll. Last night, they celebrated by beating Baylor 82-56. The poll that put Arkansas on top wasn't as kind to Kentucky. The Wildcats were ranked first last week, but dropped to third in the latest poll. The Wildcats' fall from first didn't stop them from winning last night, however. Kentucky notched a 64-52 win over Mississippi. The three top teams in last week's AP poll simply shuffled places, and new in the lineup, Marquette landed in second place. As for the rest of the top 10, UCLA advanced to fourth. New Mexico is now fifth, followed by Kansas, Notre Dame, DePaul, Louisville, and Michigan State. In top 20 action last night, 14th-ranked Florida State was upset by North Carolina Charlotte, 88-79. Number 12, Texas beat Texas A&M, 90-66. One game in the NBA, Detroit over New Jersey, 125-115. New Mexico forward Marvin Johnson has been named WAC Player of the Week. The Lobo forward earned the honor on the strength of his 52-point performance in New Mexico's last two league games. Other WAC nominees for Player of the Week included CSU's Alan Cunningham, Utah's Jeff Judkins, Brigham Young's Scott Runya, Arizona's Larry Dimmock, and UTEP's Anthony Burns.
First Wyoming Bank Casper is the new name for Security Bank and Trust. Why, after 17 years, would a bank want to change its name? We're a member of Wyoming Band Corporation, a multi-million dollar bank holding company. That parent organization has 17 affiliates in cities all over Wyoming. Since those affiliates share a common name, First Wyoming Bank, we're able to conserve on in-house operating expenses, which in turn enables us to innovate and to provide more efficient service to you. First Wyoming Bank Casper. An old friend with a new name.
In the National Hockey League, it was Toronto over Buffalo 4-2, no games in the WHA. Billy Rogers chalked up his first victory on the Pro Golf Tour when he took the top spot in the $225,000 Bob Hope Desert Classic in Palm Springs. Four-year pro from Texas ended the tourney with a 21-under par, 339. Defending champ Ryan Gottfried has advanced to the second round of the $225,000 tennis tourney in Rancho Mirage, California. Gottfried and several other top-seeded players won rain-interrupted matches. Gottfried defeated Jim Osborne. Manuel Arantes disposed of Brian Fairley. And Roscoe Tanner defeated Ted Williams. The upset of the day saw John Austin beating 12th-seeded John Alexander. Austin is the older brother of women's tennis prodigy Tracy Austin. That's interesting. I didn't know that. And a correction. Our AP people down there in Cheyenne today are not functioning at full speed.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. They didn't even send us the news yet. And the sports is all jibber-jabbered.
Oh, well.
Forecast was mixed up. But taking nothing away from Bill Mallet's fine effort the other night, he did not score the last second shot. Credit must be given to Joe Wingeter.
Correct.
For that.
All right. Thank
so,
you.
So, that is taken care of. And I give it back to you.
And there's two more calls coming in. I have another birthday. Kevin Kiever. And Heather Newcomb, Sonia Mullins, Georgia McMillan, Jeff Miller, Stephanie Rodriguez, Shirley Wolverton, Duncan Pilton, Pam Shikatan, Roy Belcher, Lori Slager, bunch of them. Bonnie and Jack McDaniels, their anniversary today. You've got another new one?
Yes.
We know.
Let me find them on my list here.
Now we know what people do on Valentine's Day. They
Steve
go to
Browning.
Maternity ward.
Steve Browning.
Steve Browning?
Is
okay.
The same age as Bob Hope always is. Or is it Jack Benny?
Jack, no,
one
Bob Hope.
At 39.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's obvious that love is thicker than water.
Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water. You are this dreamer's only dream. Devil's angel, devil's daughter.
Say my mind. Should I go with her on silent nights? She'll drive me crazy in the end, and I should leave this paradise. But I can't leave her. Well, I need her more than she needs you. That's what I'm living for. What I'm praying for.
we've been talking about all the birthdays and the anniversaries, and we'd like to mention this. Terry Wilson and John Monier getting married today. Congratulations to you, and remember this. Love's gonna keep you together. Happy Valentine's from Casper's favorite sweetheart,
love,
K-A-T-I.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking girl comes along, singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong. Just stop, 'cause I really love you. Stop, I've been thinking of you. Look in my heart.
Birthday, Merlu Bowles today, and happy anniversary to Hal and Audrey Boyd, a bunch of them. Yeah. And Tennille, 2 before 8. Fred, the Hubba Hubba, Larry with you. And Cupid with his little arrows until 9.
All jewelry is half price for Valentine's Day at PJ's, 236 South Center.
Nothing beats the taste of smooth, creamy chocolate, covering a surprise of strawberry, raspberry, crunchy nuts, or chewy caramel. Treat her to a whole box of delicious chocolates from Donnell's Candy this Valentine's Day. Choose from an assortment of gaily decorated heart boxes filled with Donnell's fresh, delicious candy. Donnell's Candy, Hilltop Shopping Center.
Jason Wyatt, happy birthday. Stephen Wyatt, happy birthday. And, no, they're not twins. They're about 5 years apart. The Lovers, instrumentally, takes us up to the news. Been a frantic first hour. We've enjoyed. Hope you have, too. Stay with us. And let's see. The weather outlook. Some fog this morning. Patches of fog will linger in some of the valleys throughout the day for most of mid-Wyoming. Other than that, high today and tomorrow, about 20. Low tonight, 0 to 10 below. Currently 7 below zero after an official low at the Weather Bureau of 12 and about 16 downtown. The weather brought to you by the Sam Wormus Agency of the American General Companies. Professional and individual attention to you for yours. Their new location, the Sandbar Office Complex. That's the Sam Wormus Agency. Perry Botkin and the Lovers to News Time. News brought to you by First of Casper and Frontier AMC. Stay with us. More things coming up the next hour. KATI Casper in 20 seconds, 8 o'clock.
Efforts are still underway in Washington aimed at getting contract talks resumed between the soft coal industry and the striking mine workers union. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Labor Secretary Ray Marshall, taking a personal hand in the dispute at the direction of President Carter, met last night with union officials, and this morning he held a breakfast meeting with representatives of the Bituminous Coal Operators Association. Union President Arnold Miller plans to meet later with the UMW Bargaining Council, which rejected a tentative settlement on Monday, and he will also confer with Secretary Marshall. The strike now is 70 days old, and its economic impact is widening rapidly. More snow has been falling in the Northeast today. Philadelphia expects up to 6 inches, but the National Weather Service says that most areas will get no more than 4 inches. CBS News continues after this message.
Compact cars are economical, but driving with your knees in your ears is no fun. If you feel that most compacts neglect your comfort, stop by Frontier AMC Jeep, Fiat, and Lotus and test drive Concord. Concord features the refinement, the comfort, and the quiet ride of many full-size cars, but without the big car price tag. The luxurious interior appointments, the elegant character of Concord's new roof line, the distinctive new grille, and Concord's sleek lines make driving in town or on the highway a truly unique experience. And here's some really exciting news. Frontier AMC Jeep, Fiat, and Lotus is giving away a brand new Concord, and all you have to do is stop in and register. No obligation of any kind. Meet the blissful union of economy and luxury in Concord, and be sure to register now at Frontier AMC Jeep, Fiat, and Lotus, 300 West Yellowstone.
Action was taken today in Lebanon aimed at preventing a recurrence of the fighting that flared up last week. Liz Fulton reports from Beirut.
After 4 hours of debate, sometimes sparked by emotional outbursts, the Lebanese parliament has voted approval of a joint Syrian-Lebanese military tribunal. A five-man court made up of three Syrian officers and one Lebanese judge and one Lebanese army officer will try those accused of starting the fight at the Lebanese army barracks last week. That quarrel that began with Syrians attempting to set up a roadblock outside the barracks spilled over into Christian civilian areas of eastern Beirut. It was the bloodiest fighting to occur in Beirut since the civil war ended 15 months ago. Today's decision to establish the military court is expected to keep things quiet. It remains to be seen if Lebanese rightists will accept the verdict of the panel, which has a majority of Syrians sitting in judgment on Lebanese army regulars. Those areas struck by Syrian rocket fire last week still bristle with checkpoints of the rightist Christian militia men. The Syrian checkpoints are not far away. Liz Fulton for CBS News, Beirut.
Israeli Foreign Prime Minister Menachem Begin held a 90-minute conference today in Jerusalem with U.S. Ambassador Samuel Lewis. Presumably, they discussed the disagreement between their two countries over Jewish settlements in occupied Arab territories, an issue that has produced some sharp exchanges in the past several days. A spokesman for Prime Minister Begin gave no details of the meeting afterward. He described relations between Washington and Jerusalem as excellent. Secretary of the Treasury Michael Blumenthal left Bonn for Washington today after talks with West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. Blumenthal hoped to persuade Schmidt to take new steps to stimulate the West German economy, but Schmidt resisted. As a result, the U.S. dollar slumped again on the European foreign exchange markets. Special elections are being held today to fill vacancies in New York's 18th and 21st congressional districts. Most attention centers on the race in the 18th between Democratic former Representative Bella Abzug and Republican S. William Green. More news in a moment.
When you say first, then Casper, we're the one. When you say many people, we're the one.
Bank of Casper. We're the one that makes good things happen for you. And we're the people who make your banking easy and convenient.
We're the bank with day and night.
your own checkbook.
Who's the one you call for a car loan?
Home improvement loan.
We're the first.
Who's the one? First National Bank. That's who.
We're the first. Of Casper, we're the one.
Alden's Incorporated, a Chicago-based mail-order house, has signed a consent agreement not to discriminate against women in the granting of charge accounts. The Federal Trade Commission has announced the action, the first of its kind. Louis Goldfarb of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection outlines one of several complaints made against Alden's.
The commission had reason to believe that they were denying credit automatically to waitresses and granting it to waiters, which is, would be a form of sex discrimination. And to correct that, they're going to be required to send mailings out to all waitresses over the past 2 years since the act went into effect and offer them the opportunity to obtain credit cards.
Goldfarb adds that Alden's has not been charged with violating the law, but the company decided to sign the consent order instead of litigating the case. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News brought to you by First of Casper and Frontier AMC at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Good morning, this is Katie Total News, brought to you by the Village Inn and Jersey Creamery. The gavel bangs down at 11:30 this morning to open the budget session of the legislature. Governor Ed Hirschler will address the lawmakers in a joint session at noon. That broadcast will be heard on Katie. He will be followed by Wyoming Supreme Court Justice Rodney Guthrie, who's expected to appeal for lucrative funding for the statewide grand jury investigating alleged wrongdoing in state governments. A measure to pay the bill for the 20-day budget session will be among the first items that legislators address when they convene. The Joint Appropriations Committee says it will cost $428,000 to pay for the 1978 session. Lawmakers will next look at the four appropriations measures totaling nearly $1 billion to run state government for the next 2 years. Non-monetary bills will not be considered this year unless a two-thirds majority of one of the legislative houses votes to consider them. An explosion in an oil equipment storage building in Gillette blew off the doors, buckled the walls, and threw off the ceiling late last night. Fire officials there say that three bays in the building were demolished and one truck inside the building was destroyed. The Community Development Authority became embroiled in a serious trouble when the Supreme Court voted 3-2 that the authority cannot lawfully issue bonds. The authority was created 3 years ago to attract out-of-state capital to aid areas depressed by energy development. However, the Supreme Court said the Development Authority has not more power than a state agency and cannot issue bonds.
The world we know just seems to keep a-changing. So many faces come and go today. But when it comes down to the fun of eating...
Hey, there's a whole tray of cottage cheese salads in the kitchen.
I made those with quality-checked cottage cheese for a salad class I'm taking.
They're terrific.
You're eating my final exam.
Yes, you still get all the goodness you're expecting when you're enjoying Quality Check.
Start fresh with quality-checked cottage cheese from Jersey Creamery.
If the legislature musters enough votes to consider strip mining law amendments in the budget session, Senator Cliff Hansen said he will see to it that the federal government quickly approves Wyoming law. Wyoming's strip mining reclamation laws are weaker than some federal minimum standards. The State Occupational Health and Safety Agency is investigating the safety of a site where an oil worker was killed over the weekend. The agency was called to the scene 57 miles southeast of Rock Springs, where 27-year-old Tim Holt of Utah apparently drowned in a tank. Industrial committee workers on the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce are seeking private seed money to pay for four major projects. A contribution of $97,000 will pay for preliminary plans for four major drainage projects in Campbell County. East Coast shortages have not yet created a larger demand for Wyoming coal. Spokesmen for two Powder River Basin coal companies say shipments are normal. They say federal officials have not requested additional shipments of emergency or relief coal. The spokesman said federal officials haven't contacted them yet. A police investigation into a family argument that resulted in the death of a woman and the critical wounding of a man continues. 35-year-old Charlotte Garcia was fatally shot in the chest with a .22 caliber pistol. 37-year-old Richard Trujillo was critically injured. Trujillo remains in a Cheyenne hospital in intensive care. So far, no arrests have been made.
Would you like to wake up your taste buds with something exciting? Try the Village Inn's Tuesday Special, a Mexican fiesta. Today, all day, you can enjoy a lively assortment of burritos, tostados, tacos, enchiladas, and more, as hot as you like it. For a great change of pace, stop in for Mexican food on Tuesday. That's Mexican Food Tuesday at the Village Inn, 325 South Durban. The Village Inn.
Casper weather calling for widespread areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny through tomorrow. High temp today and tomorrow near 20, and the low tonight 0 to 10 below. Another chilly one on the horizon. Currently in downtown Casper, we have 5 below 0.